Let's go back for a moment to the way Lucy's and my brains began evolving only after we'd taken up rudimentary stone tool making. We've always been driven in that way by our technologies. Our machines are a physical extension of our minds. We may have invented them and built them, but they nevertheless teach us, form us, and make us into something new. They tell us things we did not build into them. But that symbiosis worked very slowly at first. It took 500,000 years for Lucy and me to catch up with our stone implements. Author Jean Carousel, who writes about soil mechanics and foundations, gives us a wonderful example of this process when he takes us into Zhoukoudian Cave, 25 miles south of Beijing, China. When we took the form of early Peking man, we began living in and around the cave 560,000 years ago. It was then a large limestone karst formation. It had stalactites and stalagmites and a sloping floor that ended in water catch basins. We used the cave for 230,000 years. The bottom gradually filled in with layer after layer of detritus, and the floor gradually rose. We broke away the stalactites and extended the ceiling and walls. At one point, the central chamber was 450 feet wide. Archaeologists have been sifting downward through the millennium within the cave since 1921. The earliest tools they found were crude sandstone implements. Later, the tools became sharper and smaller, made of harder stone. The later tools reflect some knowledge of splitting and shaping stone. We also showed some elementary sense of structural form as we expanded the size of the cave. We began to gain some understanding of arches and rounded vaults. Yet that seems like little gain in 250,000 years. Modern humans wonder how far ahead of dam-building beavers or hive-making honeybees we were. It would almost seem that you are watching instinct at work more than human invention as you have come to understand it today. You ask so much more of your technology. You expect it to change, and you expect it to change you. That hardly happened in the 250,000 years we lived in and around that cave. Our technology was too sparse. Its critical mass was simply not enough to let us see its creative possibilities.
Silt, bones, and cast-off tools filled up the floor. Eventually, we had to go off to some other cave. We continued our almost static lives for hundreds of millennia more. That only changed the other day, some 30,000 years ago. Suddenly, our tools opened our eyes to a stunning range of possibility. Suddenly, in a blink, our tools began changing us into a radically different species.
And that happened when technique became technology. It happened when we began connecting technique with the telling of it, with the ology of technique. It happened when we developed a whole new dimension of self-expression and then linked self-expression to our techniques.